futures continued to gain ground Wednesday. Even before the latest resurgence in COVID cases, economic recovery was slower than some anticipated. Coming up on your CalCurrent Market Update with Wes Isham. This is Wes Ishmael with your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all cattle feeding regions through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There are too few transactions to trend in any region. Cattle feeders offered 2,012 head in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. Of those, 1,257 head sold. 766 head at an average price of $106.04 hundredweight for delivery at 1 to 9 days, and 630 head selling for an average of $105.80 for delivery at 1 to 17 days. Choice steers and heifers sold $2.50 to $2.75 lower at the Fat Auction in Tama, Iowa. There were 219 choice 2 to 4 steers weighing an average of 1,488 pounds, bringing an average price of $102.97. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, though, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to a dollar higher. There are 171 choice 2 to 3 steers, weighing an average of 1,464 pounds, bringing an average of $103.62. Cattle futures, especially feeder cattle, continued to gain Wednesday, helped along by lower grain futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents higher, from 10 cents higher to a dollar higher in spot October. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.06 higher, from 45 cents higher toward the back to $1.65 higher toward the front. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 91 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $205.79 a hundredweight. Select was 91 cents higher at $189.58. Grain futures closed sharply lower Wednesday, likely pressured by anemic outside markets, profit-taking, positioning ahead of next week's election, and improved growing conditions in Russia and South America. Corn futures closed 10 to 14 cents lower through September of 21, and then mostly 5 to 7 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 15 to 25 cents lower through August of 21, and then mostly 10 to 13 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold extremely mixed on Wednesday. Yearling steers weighing 850 to 950 sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Steers weighing 1,050 to 1,100 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower. There are too few comparable sales to trend calves, but higher undertones were noted, and there were 4,206 head on offer. At Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds sold $2 lower, but $3 to $7 higher at 550 to 650 pounds, and then steady to a dollar higher at 650 to 750 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. There were 3,810 head on offer. Steer and heifer calves traded unevenly steady at Torrington Livestock Commission in Wyoming, where there are 3,552 head. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold steady to $2 lower, but steady to $7 higher at heavier weights. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $2 to $4 higher, and then $3 lower at heavier weights. There were 3,006 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold steady to $5 higher at Sterling Livestock Commission in Colorado, where there are 2,345 head on offer. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $12.50 higher on limited comparable offerings. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $11 lower, and then steady to $3 lower at heavier weights. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at St. Ones Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 2,212 head. Major U.S. financial indices crumbled Wednesday as daily domestic coronavirus cases continued to set records and as Germany and France renewed strict pandemic restrictions amid increasing cases in those countries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 943 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 119 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 426 points. As well, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $1.90 to $2.18 lower through the front six contracts. Even as the pandemic threatens to further hamstring the economy, recent economic data suggests improvement before the latest upswing in cases was sluggish. According to analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the latest Livestock Monitor, throughout the pandemic, we've looked at the advanced estimates of monthly retail sales for clues as to the depth of the recession as well as recovery. September data released last week showed that improvements are slow. They explain the retail sector continues to be one of the hardest hit sectors of the economy. Clothing and accessory stores are down 32.6% in the first 9 months of this year compared to a year earlier. Department stores are still off 17.8%, and electric and appliance stores are still down 15.8%. Gas stations are off 16.4%, and food service and bars are down 20.1%. More specifically, with food in mind, the LMIC folks explain sales at food service and drinking establishments were 14% less year over year, while grocery store sales were 10% higher. Although total retail food service sales were 10% higher in September year over year, they were 0.8% less for the year to date. That's your cattle current market update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 29th of October. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.